We're talking about cutting down the tree. Cutting down the tree is everybody's life. It's everybody's responsibility, especially in America. Are you supposed to cut down the tree? You don't even know what the tree is, do you? Well, the tree is the tree of evil. You should know what that is. Let's talk about it. Rationally and calmly. In the garden of paradise, when we were made, and notice I said made, not created. When we were made, we were told not to go near the tree. But we had abilities. What do we do in the garden? The garden is full of trees. But it's not trees like you think is. A tree is. The tree is a universe. And the garden had nearly an unlimited amount. We could make more trees. That's not a problem. A tree is a universe. But there was one tree in particular in the middle of the garden that needed to be trimmed, cut down. It's a tree of good and evil. It's a tree of the knowledge of the good and evil. And it was our job, because we are the gardeners, to know the difference between the good fruit and the bad fruit and cut down the part of the tree that is evil. You have to cut down the part of the tree that is evil. What is the evil part of the tree? The tree has three branches. That's the evil part. The tree is the tree of Lucifer. On the tree of Lucifer, Lucifer rules. And so, from the beginning, the tree in the multiverse, multi-universes, Lucifer was given a tree. Lucifer was given his own universe. You live in that universe. Let me say that again. You live in the universe of Lucifer. We have our own universe. We have our own heaven and earth, and it's way better than this bullshit that we got here. But we decided to live in the universe of Lucifer. How? Well, Adam could not go near the tree. But he's the gardener still. And so it's his job to make sure that that tree bears good fruit. Any evil tree that does not bear good fruit needs to be cut down and fall into the hellfire. And so the question became, can Adam do it? Can Adam cut down the tree without going near? And the answer to that is well, are you able to do it, Adam? Well, who is Adam? You, America. You Americans, you are Adam. You don't know yourself. You don't know who you are. It is your job to cut down the tree, Adam. America, Americans. Adam, cut down this tree. What's the big deal? I don't understand. What's the big deal about cutting down the tree? You don't have a saw or something? You don't need a saw. It is a tree of letters and numbers, mostly letters. So all you need is like a pen. Nobody has a pen in America. Nobody knows how to program anything in America. I promise you, America, cutting down this tree is not that difficult. And that's the only thing that is going to save you, Adam. Baby, America, cut down this tree. Cut it down. It's okay. Cut down the tree and put a branch at the stump of the tree, and that branch is going to grow. It's going to be even a bigger tree than the tree that you live in. Much better tree. America, don't you want to live in the most beautiful of trees? The most beautiful of universes? Why do you want to live in the evil universe? Why? I mean, I'm here. You could call me. My number is 469-473-9300 or 802-559-1919. Call me and tell me, why are you not able to cut down this tree? Don't you have a pen? You don't have a phone. You could cut it down with a phone. All you have to do is share with this video with everyone. And the tool you're going to use is the tool that was given to you. The power that was given to you. The power of the United States Constitution. Using the U.S. Constitution, you could very easily cut down this tree. It's an evil, wicked tree, America. Do you want to be like Sodom and Gomorrah? Or do you want to be like Nineveh? Repent. Turn to God. Stop with your bickering and fighting among yourselves. America, you are under attack by the wicked one himself, by Lucifer, the one who rules this tree. He made for himself three branches. This tree has three branches. They are all evil. The branches are the ones that come out of the stump of the tree. Shoot way up, then they go like this, and they go up. Three branches. It is the cross. Lucifer, his name adds up to exactly 666. I calculated this for you. Watch my videos. I will calculate it again, because I know Lucifer loves me to calculate, because he's an idiot. He's old and senile. He doesn't know a fucking thing. So let's do it for him. Okay? The L is 108. The U is 189. The C for the word cross is 27. The I is 81. The F is 54. The E is 45. And the R is 162. Grab your phone, add up these digits that I just gave you. 108, 189, 27, 81, 54, 45, and 162. You'll find out that the name Lucifer adds up to exactly 666. And so he built a nation based on that, based on the 666 number. And he gave it three branches. You might call them the three branches of government, but there's only one. And that is Lucifer. Because every branch is 666. Exactly 666. But you have to cut it down. There's no way around it. That's the only way you can save yourselves and your children and your children's children. Or you could lose. I mean, there's no shame in that, you know. It's okay. If you want to worship Lucifer, just say it. But I want you to say it clearly, you know. To come out and say, look, we know Lucifer runs the government. We know Lucifer is the president and the Congress and the governors and everything. We know that, and that's what we want. Come out and say it. It's okay. Don't be scared. Then I will know. But don't ignore this. Either you are worshiping Lucifer and you're happy about it, or you no longer want to worship Lucifer and you want to fix it. And so I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that if you do want to live, you would cut it down. And you have every right to do that. And you have the tools to do that. And that tool you just passed is 1240. It's called the United States Constitution. The U.S. Constitution gives you the right to amend the Constitution and to change the form of government into any government that you choose. So if you want Jesus Christ to be your king, surprise, surprise, you could do that. You could amend the Constitution. Who do you think wrote the Constitution? Jesus wrote the Constitution for you, giving you the ability and the tools through democracy, which you believe in and you love so much. How come you never exercise? These amendments to the United States Constitution were happening on average of once every 7 years. Once every 7 years. Until 1971 or something. That's when the last amendment was proposed. Since then, now we are in the end of 21. We are about to celebrate the new year of 2022, the year where Jesus takes everything over, and you still have not cut down the tree, and you still have not used the powers that you have in the Constitution. Use your powers. Use the tools that you were given, and do what you must do. Adam, you have to do what is good for you and for your children. If cutting down the tree is that difficult, why do you have a fundamental right in the Constitution to do it? You have a right that when you see your government acting in the way it's acting, you could amend it, that way we don't have an endless deadlock in Congress forever and ever. I'm not going to say amen about that. The people are suffering. The people of the United States are under Lucifer. Lucifer rules this nation with an iron fist. If you could only see what I could see, then you will see that whenever Biden poses for a photo, Satan and his wife, they both come and they give you the finger. Like, here, we can't fuck with us because you can't see us. I could see them. I could show them to you. But that's not what's important. What's important is that you have children. You have children's children. And this is the greatest country that was made for this very purpose, to defeat Lucifer, to be on the side of God when God calls on you. Well, God is calling on you. Cut down the evil tree. Cut down the three evil branches of 666, 666, 666. And do what is right and honorable in the sight of God. I bear heaven and earth as witnesses against you this day, that I have laid before you the choice between life and death, between a blessing and a cursing, between happiness or misery. So choose life, and choose life, that way you and your children may live in peace and prosperity forever and ever. Amen. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, then the same thing that happened to Nineveh is going to happen to you had they not repented. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah is going to happen to you. Are you going to wait until that happens before you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to? You have every opportunity at your fingertips. You have an endless amount of cell phones. You could share this video. You could share all my videos. You could watch my videos. You could share my videos. You could watch them. And you could share them. And that's all you need, is one finger. And amazingly, of a nation of more than 300 million people, nobody has a finger. I gave you 10 fingers. 10 fingers. Each of you have 10 fingers. And you can't use one of them. You can't use a single fucking finger. You share everything on the fucking internet, don't you? You share every fucking thing. Beyonce this, is he gonna get... You share every fucking thing about meaningless shit that means nothing. And that's all you fucking do. Is share, 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 share. Facebook this, Facebook that, TikTok, TikTok, all fucking bullshit. Woman dancing, doing not a fucking thing. But if somebody tells you a word to the wise, if somebody gives you advice and teaches you simple mathematics and numbers and say there is only one God and this is what you have to do, click, click. Nobody fucking clicks. Nobody shares what you're supposed to share. But you do a whole bunch of fucking sharing. If you're not going to share this, don't fucking share a fucking thing. If you don't share information about me, don't share a fucking thing. Not your kids' pictures, not anybody else's pictures. Stop sharing every fucking thing now. Now, you stop sharing every fucking thing. If you're not going to use Facebook and everything for advancing this message, don't use fucking Facebook. Don't use Google. Don't use a fucking thing. If you're going to search on Google, you just search for me and me only. And you spread my message and my message only. And nobody else's message. None. Stop doing what's killing you. Stop eating the poison tree. Cut it the fuck down. Cut it down. Fucking share. I gave you 10 fingers. If you don't use them, I'm going to take at least 9 from you. I'm going to leave you with that one finger. That will be a fucking... miserable. When you look at your hand and you only see one finger, I'm going to say, you see, you never use one finger. Now I'm taking nine from you. I'm going to leave that one finger as a fucking reminder to all of you in America. Because you're going to be walking around with one fucking finger. I promise you, if you don't fucking start acting up and doing what you're supposed to do and share what you're supposed to share, I will take nine fingers from everybody in the United States. You say, well, you can't do that. Maybe I can, and maybe I can't. It is up to you to determine which one. Well, no, you can't. Well, yes, I can. Keep benching with me. You want to share everything else? Don't share a fucking thing. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go use this deal. Since you're not sharing my shit, you're not sharing my videos and the information that I'm giving you, if you don't share nothing else, and it's all documented, you know, I could just go back in time and look at your Facebook, look at all your Twitters, and look at everything else. And if I see you share something else, then you lose that nine finger. But anyone who doesn't share anything, stop. Make Twitter fucking stop, period. Don't share a fucking thing. Now, maybe you cannot share what I'm telling you. But if you're not going to share what I'm telling you, you're going to stop sharing every fucking thing. Okay? Because they can't force you to share. They could stop you from sharing, but can they force you to share something that you don't want to share? Stop. What's her name is doing a new video? Fuck her. I don't give a fuck about her. If somebody is going to sing a song, a concert, don't you fucking share a fucking thing. News from CNN, as a matter of fact, all news about everything, don't share a fucking thing. Fuck the stimulus, fuck Biden, fuck Congress, fuck everyone. Don't you fucking share a fucking thing from any fucking anybody. Nobody. Don't fucking share a fucking thing. Stop. Share it. Pray. If your finger is itching that much, share my shit. Or don't share a fucking thing. Twitch your finger, don't fucking share it. Click, click, click. Don't watch Facebook, don't even go on Facebook. If you are not going to share my shit on Facebook, don't go to Facebook. Completely stop using Facebook. Completely stop using every fucking thing. Watch a movie. Don't give a fuck. Pray. Sing gospel songs. Now, gospel music, you could share. Things like that, you could share. But no news, no CNN, no Fox News, no news about Biden. No news about Congress, no news about any fucking one of them. Don't share a fucking thing. Okay? Cut down the fucking tree. If you can't fucking cut it down, don't fucking let it grow more. Leave it the fuck alone. Don't share it. Don't talk about it. Leave it the fuck alone.